T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Can you imagine how much DNA they had to go through in Kim Kardashian's apartment to catch the right guys?
On WAAF.
Ew. All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:40 a.m.
It'll get a great name for Mike Shue's new segment, and you could call it Touching the Oldies with Mike Shue, you know, in reference to his sad fascination with the elderly.
End of message.
Would you just please?
Tuesday, 7:53 a.m.
Ooh, I've got an even better name for Mike Shue's segment. You could call it Grabbing Granny with Shue.
Oh. End of message.
What? Back to back?
Stop. Woo! Enough.
5:33 a.m.
I state your name. I state my name. No, you say. I, Donald Trump, do solemnly swear that I will, to the best of my abilities, perform the office of the President of the United States of America. So help me God. Well, it's official.
End of message.
Have you decided, Greg? Are you going to the inauguration?
Yes, I am.
Oh boy,
I'm going with the governor. And
wait a minute.
And Matt Light.
Are you serious?
Yes, we're going down.
That's
there.
That's just one big giant conservative erection right there.
It really is.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting. Once you decide to go, you get invited to. Like, I got invited to like the state party for New Zealand or something the other day.
Really?
The ambassador sent me like a formal invitation.
That's got to be a good party.
I think it's going to be a good time.
How many parties are you going to leave early?
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, is it a stayover?
Yeah. I'm going Thursday. I'm taking 2 days off. It's going to be a rough week next week because Monday is the holiday.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking Thursday and Friday off. But the show will go on. With Mike Shue as the host.
Oh, great. So Shue steps in, and now we got to work when
now
you take
you have
days
to work.
Off.
Yeah, now you have
this
to
is
work
a bunch of BS.
Whenever I take a day off.
Ron?
What?
Yeah.
I'll be submitting a vacay sheet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it, though. You know, probably not as crazy as, like, the Clinton inauguration. You know, probably not the same kind of... Because Trump doesn't drink, so probably nobody can party down there.
Of course you can party.
And
the champagne will be flying, kid.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
That's not champagne.
Didn't Trump make his own wine?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Didn't
did
he have a Trump wine?
I don't know. He had the Trump steaks. I don't know.
He had the steaks.
Okay.
Just checking wine.
There's an H in it.
6:01 a.m.
Oh, man. No more Reverend Rob? Jeez. What am I going to do the next time I have a moral dilemma? Oh, I know. I'll just ask LB.
End of message.
Yes. LB will give you good advice.
You bet.
When it comes to any moral dilemma, he'll just say, do it. Like, if you're considering whether or not you should do something, LB's...
Yeah, see what happens, kid.
LB's advice is do it.
6:18 a.m.
Have you seen the man's furniture? Are we supposed to be surprised that he likes his showers golden?
End of message.
He's going nuts on Twitter this morning, by the
is
way.
Is he? About this?
Let me read the last one he tweeted about 15 minutes ago. This is rather comical. Intelligence agencies should never have allowed this fake news to quote-unquote leak into the public. Oh, Trump. One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany? He's also going nuts with the caps lock this morning. He's yelling a lot.
Well, what are we saying? It's one last shot at him before he takes the oath of office next week. Yeah.
Russia has never tried to use leverage over me, caps lock. I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing. End caps lock.
In case you missed it, there are unconfirmed reports that this intelligence exists in which Donald Trump was in Russia and was at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yes.
And had the presidential suite. This is when the Miss Universe pageant was in Moscow. And paid a couple, I'll use an old man term, ladies of the evening, to urinate on a bed that the Obamas had slept on previously.
Yep.
And so, of course, this hasn't been confirmed by anybody.
Right.
But it is now. I'm sure it'll come up today because he is having his first press conference today at 11 o'clock. So I'm sure he will be asked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be asked about Meryl Streep,
right?
As well,
of course.
And, I mean, this is why I feel like this is it's potential great comedy. Like I enjoy this kind of thing.
I agree. And the enemies of America are loving this right now because they can literally throw anything against the fridge or against the wall, and Americans are going to jump down Trump's throat, right?
Yeah.
No, you know,
it's true.
Yeah,
it
when he was true. In China, he had sex with three goats and a pig.
I get it.
Yeah, you get
it? I finally get him.
What?
Talk about Meryl Streep. Talk about Golden Showers. Talk about Hamilton. Don't talk about any of the issues.
Right?
The press conference all the time will be taken up by all the other stuff, and he won't have to answer any questions on foreign policy or anything like that.
Right. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening?
I was going to say, he does have a line because we distribute it.
Oh, you do?
But it's not popular because we moved our company, and the only reason I found it is because it was one of the pallets that we moved from the other one, and it's not like, I don't know, like really dirty wine. It's dust on it and stuff. So
what's,
who do you sell that good?
Which distributor do you work for?
Martinetti's Distributors.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, why don't you start selling? It's probably going to be more valuable post inauguration, maybe. We talked about this the other day, but I was reading a survey that was done of Americans, and the majority of them want Donald Trump to give up his Twitter account.
Yes.
And now we discussed this the other day with regard to the Meryl Streep tweets.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how everybody felt. Do you want him to give it up?
I don't want him to give it up because I think it's a good vehicle for expressing information in a candid fashion. I just don't like some of the things that he tweets, whether it's something derogatory or my concern is that he's just going to fire off at some, you know, world leader with some threat or something that and then just set things in motion. That's my fear is that he's going to bypass
World War III. Is that what you do?
Yes.
You live in fear of that?
He's going to bypass all the regulatory channels for communication and threaten somebody, and then it's going to be a mess.
Shu, your opinion?
Yeah, get rid of it.
He should get rid of it. LB,
diplomacy
you don't. You don't think he should, right?
No, I want. This is what I want. Number one, I want our president to use all the social medias and all the intelligence and intellect that's out there to be the best president that he can be. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing way to communicate with almost every American.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean. I mean, kids are on Twitter.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? You can reach out to high schoolers can be informed on what the president is doing and how he's feeling. And I love the immaturity, and I love the I can't wait for him to rip one off at Putin.
Now, Danielle, when you say,
"Hey, Putin, I saw you with your shirt off again last week, putting on a little weight," I could.
When you say he's going to start a war, do you mean a Twitter war, or do you mean
actual?
Are you worried about
actual,
an actual?
Some,
yeah.
You know, Kim Jong Un is going to be like, you know what? Fire that Swiss cheese rocket over toward the U.S. I'm done with this guy.
6:18 a.m.
This sure put spin on the term "trumped up trickle down economics."
End of message. 6:29 a.m.
And tonight we have the Amherst Hamsters up against the P-Town Gerbils in the 1-on-1.
Oh,
end of message.
I don't think that was an appropriate.
What? Not responding.
Oh, boy.
6:42 a.m.
Okay, let's go to the tote board. LB still leads Greg in repetition of stories with 23 with his telling of the sex under the trees on the Carmen story. However, Greg is gaining quickly with 17 recommendations of telling people to see the movie Remains of the Day.
End of message.
Great film. I cry when I watch it.
You're running up the score.
Anthony Hopkins is not like Meryl Streep. He's not an overrated actor. Sir Anthony Hopkins may be maybe the best actor of all time. I mean, I don't want to get into that debate right now.
Yeah, because I'm going to go with Robert De Niro.
No, listen, you can make a case for De Niro.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
What?
Come on, Daniel Day-Lewis.
He was good in a few things, but he doesn't have the body
of New York.
He doesn't have the body of work, I don't think, that Sir Anthony Hopkins has.
But everything he does, he's pretty awesome in.
Yeah.
There Will Be Blood is his best movie.
Listen, Leo is in that discussion. Yeah. Leo's probably the youngest guy in that discussion.
His acting in The Aviator, because I caught that again sometime last weekend.
Listen, what about like Robert Redford? I mean, he's probably in that discussion also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sir Anthony Hopkins is...
Tom Hank?
That is the man whose name shall not be uttered on this program, sir.
Sorry.
Hank?
I know he's an American treasure, but he's overrated like Streep is overrated.
6:44 a.m.
Hey, Jim, can I borrow your whiteout? Sure. Give me a second. I'll whip some right up for you.
Oh. End of message.
Jeez. Jeez.
Honest mistake.
That's something.
508 texter wants to know if Clint Eastwood is in that discussion.
Yeah, Clint's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Denzel is absolutely in the discussion.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Denzel is absolutely in that discussion.
6:52 a.m.
Great. Now I gotta rub one out for lunch today.
End of message.
Of course, Man on Fire. Maybe the greatest Denzel Washington movie of all time.
I totally agree. Training Day.
Training Day
is great.
Really good in that. But yeah, Man on Fire. Overlooked. That's an overlooked film.
A lot of people don't know it, but I've recommended it before. If you don't bawl your eyes out at the end of that movie when he, spoiler alert, goes over the bridge, then you're a robot. You're not a human being.
6:54 a.m.
Well, it's 3:00, and it's about time for my afternoon delight. What's this? The door's locked. Hey, hurry up in there. Come on now, I've got a meeting in 20 minutes. There's always somebody in the masturbation room.
End of message.
Is that like the conference room? Do you have to sign up?
I think, you know? Right? You have to book your time.
You know what? We're going to have to move your 12:15 because we get some big wigs coming in from corporate, and they're going to need to use the station.
If you were wondering what we're talking about because you weren't listening last hour, there is a university professor in England who says that masturbation in the workplace should be encouraged because it improves productivity.
Yes.
People are happier.
Reduces stress.
Yeah.
Increases focus.
Increases focus.
Dude, she said focus.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of discussion about that on this morning's show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.